Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
And Jeff, to add urgency in this critical time before Copenhagen, the British government scientists have just released some new research. And it shows that unless we slash emissions, we could face climate disaster sooner than previously thought, perhaps within 50 years. Dr. Richard Betts is head of the Climate Impacts Group at the UK Meteorological Office, which has perhaps the best record in global warming modeling. Dr. Betts, now it looks like your report says that world temperatures could shoot up some 4 degrees Celsius. That's about 7 or so degrees Fahrenheit. Am I reading your graphs correctly?
Yes, that's what we say in our report. Our best estimate, taking account all the different models that we have available, would be that we could reach 4 degrees warming by the 2070s if we continue burning fossil fuels at a high rate. It's important to stress that we could still avoid that if we cut fossil fuel emissions, say if we don't burn so much coal and oil. But the uncertainties are huge when you're trying to look so far ahead in such a complex thing as the world's climate. And the absolute worst case scenario does seem to be reaching 4 degrees global warming by 2060.
We're talking about a 4-degree rise or even a 2-degree rise. It doesn't sound like much. Why should people be concerned about this?
A 4-degree rise globally would actually mean a greater rise in many regions, up to 10 degrees in some land regions. So many countries could see a 10-degree rise. The Arctic Ocean could see perhaps a 15-degree rise, and we could see more droughts on the one hand, more floods on the other hand, and implications for food security and human health. So a very different world, which we may find very difficult to live in.
Now, as I understand it, rainfall, you project, could decrease by as much as 20% in certain areas, but it could also go up by as much as 20% in other areas. Which areas are you talking about, and why such a wide variation?
So in places such as Eastern Africa or India or parts of Southern Asia, we could actually see an increase in rainfall of 20% or more. It all depends on the way the global wind patterns change in response to a warming world. So that's why you get some areas with increased rainfall, some areas with decreased rainfall.
Folks in the Philippines recently saw quite a bit of rain. Are we likely to see more of this in the future? Is that what you're saying?
We are, and that is because on the whole we expect intense rainfall events to become more intense. The warming of the land surface or the ocean surface tends to drive greater thunderstorm activity, for example, which would then mean more intense rainfall. So a warmer world on the whole means more intense rainfall events.
Well, let's turn now to the chief climate negotiator for the Philippines. He's Senator Hirsan Alvarez, and he's at the UN climate talks in Bangkok right now. Senator Alvarez, we're sorry for the tragedy of this typhoon season that's been so tough for your land and people.
Many of our people are demoralized because a great part of the island have been, since time immemorial, as far as they remember, visited by typhoons. But these were gentle typhoons. They blow off the rooftops, but population survive. But this time they have become very destructive because they bring in massive volume of flood water.
What would a warmer world mean for the Philippines?
60% of our best cities, our infrastructure, our industries will be under salt water. We may be forced to live on top of mountains. It's a blessing in disguise that we're here in conference when this hit the country, so the suffering and the ruin, the pain of people and children who perished may not have been in vain because of this. If people all over the world were to understand destruction is not an accident of nature, I know that humanity will rise. I don't see any reason why we cannot mobilize population to be able to moderate and avert, ultimately, this destructive force.
Senator Hirsan Alvarez is the chief climate negotiator for the Philippines. And now turning back to Richard Betts of the UK Met Office. So in these climate negotiations, the Europeans are pushing for cuts in emissions to, 30% below 2005 levels. And China is hinting that perhaps they could level off their emissions by the year 2030. If that's the deal, could it avert the scenario that you've laid out?
If we can peak emissions, say, by the 2030s and then have a decline afterwards, then that still leaves us with a chance of avoiding a 4-degree warming. Obviously, a lot of people are also more concerned with avoiding a 2-degree warming, which, again, we know would have significant impacts. So to avoid a 2-degree warming, we need to have a peak in emissions and cutting emissions after that in the next 10 years.
So what do you tell your grandchildren?
Well, I don't have grandchildren myself yet, but I tell my children that the world could be very different. In fact, the world already is going to be different because we are already committed to some level of climate change, whatever we do.
So what do you ask your children to do in light of this? Do they have to take shorter showers? Do they have to walk more, turn down the heat, anything like that?
I encourage them to look beyond just individual things like that. I mean, the things you mentioned are all appropriate measures in themselves, but also you need to see the bigger picture and be aware everything you do has some effect through your use of energy in all its forms, whether it's where you get your food from, what form of transport you'll take, how much stuff you buy in the shops. Everything you buy needs to be made, and that requires energy. Are we using the land in the most efficient way, especially with the growing population? So thinking about your impact on the world in every part of your life is an important thing to do these days.
Richard Betts directs the climate impacts section of the Met Office of the Hadley Centre in the UK. Thank you so much, Dr. Betts.
Cheers. Thank you.
Coming up, using the courts to cut CO2. Keep listening to Living on Earth.